Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning, and let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this day. We're thankful for the opportunity that we have this morning to just live in America, the land of the free and the brave, as we call it, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you for allowing us to live here in the valley. What a beautiful place to live. Thank you, Lord, for salvation. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to bear our sin and our shame. Thank you, Lord, for redemption, salvation, full and free. Just thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Lord, just simply thank you this morning. So many things to be thankful for. Not enough time to mention them. Not even enough brain power to mention them. I can't even think of all the things, Lord, that I could be thankful for. But I know that I need to be, and I am thankful this morning. And I'm sure, Lord, that many of us who are listening would echo that, Lord, and we would say, thank you, Father, for all that you do and all that you are. Thank you for your character, your faithfulness, just for the very person that you are. Thank you, Lord, this morning. I pray that you'd help us speak to our hearts, use your word in our hearts and our lives to help us to change. And, Lord, may that change bring favorable attention upon you and upon your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going through a series in the book of Proverbs, Biblical Principles for Practical Living. I'm in Proverbs chapter 21. I'm in verse 31, the last verse in chapter 21. And that verse reads this way for us. It says, the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Now, this verse could be taken, I guess, several different ways. And I'd like us to just examine it here just for a few moments this morning. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. And it's obviously speaking that there's a war to be fought, and there's some preparation that's being made. And so the horse is prepared. They've got it's an animal with great strength, great ability. And so somebody's going to go to war, and they're depending upon this horse. It's going to play a vital role in this battle. But the Bible says, but it is safety is of the Lord. Now, the horse is a strong animal and capable of some amazing things, but it is really God who gives the victory. And there's an application that needs to be made, and I think we need to make it in our own personal lives and even in our nation. And that's this idea that there is unfortunately, this is a human trait in all of us where we get to depend, or we come to depend upon ourselves and our ingenuity, our inventions, our strength, or our perceived strength, instead of depending upon the Lord and realizing it is of the Lord that gives us the victories. Sometimes we can get so full of ourselves and so proud of our accomplishments and of our experience and our knowledge that we think we are the ones who's really bringing about victory and bringing about great inventions and great stories of success, but really it is of the Lord. In our Bibles, in the book of Hosea chapter 14 verse 13 or 3 verse rather, the Bible says, Asher shall not save us, we will not ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the works of our hands, ye are our gods. Notice that they said, neither will we say any more to the works of our hands, ye are our gods. Now, we don't do that in America today. Nobody is building anything and displaying it and say, these are our gods. We don't say it, but we do it. And that's the problem. I've never heard anybody even remotely say that something that they've invented, their knowledge, their experience, their expertise, that's their God. But we sure do treat it like it's God often in society today. And that's one of the problems that we have in our world. America is a great place, and I am absolutely thankful and grateful that I am an American citizen, and I am proud to be an American. But you know, America's victory, American strength, is not in our ingenuity, it's not in our know-how, it's not in our technology, it's not in our wisdom. America's greatness has always been and will always be found in the person of the Lord God Almighty. It is God who has blessed this nation. It is God who has protected this nation. It is God who has given us those men and women who have the intellectual ability to invent things and build things for us. But it is God who should be getting the victory, not man. You know, I got to thinking about man's intelligence and the potential thereof. It's sort of like the Achilles heel. You know, we always hear somebody say that's the Achilles heel of something. You know, the Achilles heel is obviously something that's mighty important. If it doesn't function properly, you don't walk. So you have to have it, and if you get it cut or injured, you have to get it cared for, or you're going to end up not being able to walk properly, and maybe not at all, depending on the severity of it, I suppose. But, you know, sometimes we think, you know, the Achilles heel, I need it, but yet I need to, but if it gets damaged, I can't do what I can do. You know, I have intelligence, and American has intelligence, and we have inventions, and we have all these things, but, you know, without God giving us the victories, without God giving us and sustaining us and strengthening us, then, you know, our intelligence in and of itself is not any good. It's like the Achilles heel. If it's not working, you can still have it, but it's not going to do you any good. You can have intelligence, but if it's not dependent upon God, if it's not looking into the person, the creator who gave us these abilities, and we acknowledge him as such, it's not going to do us any good. Safety is of the Lord. And our Bible's in the book of Psalm 20, verse 7. The Bible says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. What is it that you trust in this morning? What is it that I trust in? You know, people trust in all kinds of things. We trust in government. Unfortunately, too many people are looking to government for the answers to their problems. Some people look to technology. Some people look to medicine. Some people look to organizations. Some people look to education. What are you looking to? What am I looking to? Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And that's good advice. You're talking about good advice, practical wisdom for everyday living. We ought to make sure we're depending upon God first and foremost. In our Bibles, in the book of Psalm 33, verse 17 and 18, the Bible says, a horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. You know, our hope and our future rest in God himself. It truly does. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 9, verse 11, the Bible says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor of men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. In that verse there, you'll notice it has a phrase, nor the battle to the strong. You know, that's counterintuitive what most people think. You know, the biggest army, the most well-trained army, the most prepared army, that's the one who's going to win the battle. But that's not always the case. It is, our safety is found of the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 31:1, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. You know, we have a society today that has pretty much done their best to try to just get God out of the mind, out of school, out of the public arena. But you know, we need to make sure we don't get caught up in that foolishness. If we're going to be victorious as an individual, as a family, as a church, as a business, as a nation, it is going to be God's victory that we are going to need. It is the strength is of the Lord, not in our own might. Now, God has given us abilities and talents. He's given us skills, and we ought to use those. But we need to be reminded it is of God, or because of God, that we have these things, not because of us. There's nothing that we have done that has earned that. God, it is a gift of God, and we need to make sure that we acknowledge that. And so the horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. This morning, here's a good bit of advice from the Bible. We need to look unto God. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of our victory. Has he given us abilities and talents and skills? Absolutely. But they are his that he has given to us. We have not developed those. We have not created those within ourselves. Those are the gifts of God, and we need to acknowledge them as such and look to him for our strength. Look to him for our victory. In our Bibles, in the book of Judges, chapter 7, the Midianites were going to be defeated. But it's interesting how God was going to defeat them. He gets a hold of Gideon, and they're about to go to battle. And he tells Gideon, he says, get all the people together, and those that are afraid, he says, tell them they can go home. And the Bible says 22,000 left, and there remained 10,000. And then God whittles down from the 10,000 down to 300. Those that would lap the water, those who didn't. And it all boils down to they had 33,000 people, perhaps a few more, and ends up with 300 to go fight the Midianites. What was God doing? God was showing Israel that it was of his strength that the victory would be won, not theirs. Because he knew the heart of man, that man would say, I have done this. Look what I have accomplished. Look what I have built. Look at this great victory that I have made happen. And God wanted Israel to know that it is of the Lord that they had the victory. It is of the Lord that they had the blessings. You know, America needs to learn this lesson. I'm proud to be American, but it always makes me nervous when I hear Americans get so full of themselves and so void of God, thinking they're going to go through and continue to have the blessings. Listen, our nation's been a great nation, but it's not a great nation because we're a great people. We've been a great nation because we have a great God. This nation was built on, in large part, the very principles of Christianity, the very faith of the person of Jesus Christ. Many of our forefathers, many of them, had the faith in Christ. Our laws are established upon the Bible. many of our laws have been based upon the principles of God's Word. It is God who has built this nation, not our smartness, not our intellect, not our great ability. Whatever those we have, and to whatever degree we have those have been the gifts of God. And listen, if we get rid of God, we get rid of our source of victory. America, a great place, yes. Far, far, far more important, God is a great God. And it is to the Lord that we should look for our strength, both as a nation, as an individual, as a family unit, as a church. We need to make sure we give credit where credit is due, and that credit belongs solely to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so may we do that. That's a good bit of advice this morning. I have one other principle that I want us to consider this morning. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1. Remember, we're going through the book of Proverbs. We're going basically verse by verse, though we're not discussing every verse. But as we come upon verses that have a biblical principle for practical living, I'm choosing those, pulling those out, and discussing them. And that's what we're doing here this morning. We're in chapter 22 now. Verse number 1, and that verse says this: a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Excuse me. You know, the building of one's reputation is better time spent than one building their bank account. We should stop and consider what is more important in this life that we live. What's the most important? So, and we often give our time and effort towards that which we not necessarily say is the most important, but what we think is the most important. You know, many times people spend the major amount of time and energy on not their reputation, but rather on their bank account or on their collecting of things and materialistic things. And we give our time and our energy and our effort and our talents towards that. But the Bible says it's better to have a good name than it is to have great riches. It's better to have loving favor than it is to have a whole pile of silver and gold. Boy, that sure doesn't fit in today's philosophy in society. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 16:26, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? When we think about that verse, would it be wrong to think along the same lines here and ask, what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and yet has an ill-reputed reputation? One that has left him no friends, one that has left him no influence. What would it profit you if you gained the whole world and you had no friends and had no influence? Of what value would it be? You would be empty. You would be void. So a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches. But you know, if you're going to have a good name, you're going to have to work for it, just like you're going to have to work for great riches. If you're going to have loving favor from amongst your peers, you're going to have to work for it, just like you would for silver and gold. We have to make sure that we're given an effort, an honest effort, in our building of our reputation. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than one's than the day of death than the day of one's birth. A good name is better than precious ointment. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Notice that phrase, having obtained a good report through faith. You know, every one of us is building a reputation. It's either a good one or a bad one. You know, and we need to work on this. You know, here's a principle. You know, today we ought to give time and attention to our reputation. What is it that people think of us? How do they think of us? Are we honest people? Are we good people? Are we fair? Are we just? Are we righteous? Are we holy? What kind of people are we? You know, not so much what do you think about yourself, but what do others think about you? That's your reputation. And you know, you have to work on that, and I have to work on it, and we've all messed up. We all know that. We all have chinks in our armor. We all have faults. But if we're going to have a good name, and that's more important than great riches and silver and gold, we're going to have to work at it just like we would if we were going to gain great riches. And may God help us to understand it is our responsibility and our opportunity to work on our reputation. May God give us the wisdom to do so, and may we find it that we're successful at having a reputation that will help us to have influence so that we can influence others for the cause of Christ. Well, my time's up this morning. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.